Driving between Boston and Cambridge these days seems more difficult than ever. You run into multiple detours because of construction on the Anderson Bridge and on Western Ave by Memorial Drive. And now this week, new work has begun. It's on the overpass that lets MEM Drive commuters bypass local traffic on the BU Bridge. Why all this road work at the same time? WBUR's Asma Khalid explains.
The roundabout by the BU Bridge is a test of patience for these drivers.
Terrible.
Slow.
Hasn't been fun this week, and it just started.
Not the best.
Sometimes I get stuck and I can't really tell why or what they're doing.
What they're doing is fixing a structurally deficient overpass. That means the bridge has holes, gaping holes, the kind where you can see daylight poking through if you stand under it. So the overpass was shut down, and all the through traffic on Memorial Drive now needs to reroute and join the roundabout. It'll be this way for 6 months.
We felt we couldn't leave it open. It was unsafe.
That's Frank DiPola. He's highway administrator for the Massachusetts Department of Transportation.
There was enough missing material. The concern was if there was ever essentially a backup, you know, nose to tail backup across the bridge, sections might collapse.
Back in 2007, an 8-lane bridge in Minnesota did collapse, killing 13 people and injuring 145 others. Because of that tragedy, here in Massachusetts, lawmakers agreed they needed to fix the state's own aging infrastructure, DiPola says.
They charged us with reducing the number of structurally deficient bridges in the state. What they did is they said, here's $3 billion, and you have to do it in 8 years. By 2016.
That funding timeline is why so many bridges are under construction nearly simultaneously. Within 6 years, six bridges connecting Boston to Cambridge will be fixed, including one that's pedestrian only. The funny thing about these two cities is that they need the Charles River bridges to survive economically. Every afternoon during rush hour, more than 23,000 cars cross the bridges in just 1 hour. And that's why almost all of the bridges need fixing. First, it was the Craigie and the BU bridges in 2010. Now it's the Anderson Bridge opposite Harvard's Kennedy School. Lauren Dahlin drives from Cambridge to Boston College every morning. As we pass Western Ave, she points out the road work.
And it just seems like really poor planning that they would, you know, choose to do construction on both places that could possibly lead you out of Cambridge, or this, at least this part of Cambridge.
So I ask the city of Cambridge, why repair Western Ave when the Charles River bridges are already under construction? Kathy Watkins is an engineer with the Department of Public Works.
Because we have water main and sewer and drain lines that were really constructed in the 1870s, and so they're in significant need of upgrading and reconstruction. So it's not one that we felt like we could sort of put off for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years while these other projects continued.
There is a sign that says, expect delays 2 years?
Commuter Lauren Dahlin says the traffic makes her so frustrated she's considered moving out of Cambridge.
When did the 2 years start? When does 2 years end? And it's extremely demoralizing every time you go by it because you're stuck in traffic and then it says expect delays 2 years.
Well, don't expect it to end anytime soon. Construction begins this summer on the Longfellow Bridge, disrupting the T's weekend Red Line service. Then next year, repairs begin on the Western Ave and River Street bridges. When I ask Frank DiPola from MassDOT if getting from Cambridge to Boston has historically ever been this complicated, he just smiles and says with a laugh, they used to have to use canoes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.